going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're talking about our excitement and enthusiasm for the Falcons picks last night. Abe's up here with us. Turtle's back at the studio. He is helping us out today, running our board. And it's funny because I asked Abe off the air. I said, hey, how you feeling about this, by the way? Because Mike and I have been, you know, texting all day, all night.
Right.
And Abe's like, I couldn't sleep. I'll be honest, Falcon fans, a lot of people didn't sleep last night, or at least you went to bed way later than you did because you felt exactly what we're feeling today, which is, did they just do this, Mike? Did they just do what we thought?
When we moved back up, my first initial thought was it was going to be Malachi Starks. Mm. That's what I thought initially when we moved in to the 26th pick. But then, you know, and I thought, okay, then it's Mike Green. And it was Pierce. Like I said, I told Carl to start the show. It just took me a while. B-Mac has still not gotten there 100%. Because, you know, Pierce is coming with, you know, some things you're going to coach up, but he's got the raw size and the speed. You can't coach that speed, man. I mean, this guy's just unbelievable. Yes, a bunch of guys hit us up. So imagine if Chuck Smith was coaching. Yeah, I imagine. Imagine if Coach Smith was coaching our defensive players for like a decade. But he'll get the coaching with Ulbrich. So I'm excited. But I'm with you. I was just so over the moon that Jalen Walker was there. It just blew my mind.
Yeah. It's a great pick, guys. There's not anybody in their right football mind is saying that is a bad pick.
Nope.
No one.
And a lot of guys, like I said, now, there's some folks like B that they thought maybe we, a little too much value, we gave up. But, hey, man, there's other guys who say we won draft night.
Yeah.
When's the last time you can say the Falcons won anything when it came to the draft?
No doubt, man. And it's not just hype. It is you fit need. And we'll let you hear a little bit later on. Gerald McCoy was on NFL Network last night. First thing he said. Like, they go to the guys at the desk, and he's sitting there like, you know, he played for Tampa, so he didn't like to say it, but he's like, I hate to say it. Falcons won this thing tonight, man. And it's just funny because the reality is exactly that. Now, how does it translate? Guys, I don't know, but this offseason is going to be fun. Camp, all of a sudden, Mike, is going to be even more exciting to see these young guys going at it.
Right.
There's just a lot to get up for now, and we're not even talking about the offense. We're solely focused on the defense right now,
well,
right?
Well, again, the offense, I mean, you know, just like I said, if you could just unlock the frigging mystery that is Kyle Pitts, then all of a sudden you're like, wow, there's not a lot of weaknesses. Now, 2016, I don't think we knew how good Devondre Campbell was in the fourth round. Certainly we had talked about Debo. We were expecting Debo, you know, in the first round, and he came in the second. Keanu Neal, of course, was – those guys were so good, as I said to Carl the other day, they burned bright, but it didn't last very long. But those guys had an impact. Can these guys have the impact? Because right now, let's just take it incrementally. We got to beat the Bucs. We got to get the Bucs out of the way to win this division. Get us another home game. And from there, then the sky's the limit. You know, we're going to see what the schedule looks like. But, I mean, we know who we got to play. I'm excited. I mean, said to Carl, I wasn't going to be all hypey. I wasn't going to be all giddy. But now I know when we're doing the show at Hooters in a couple of months to start camp, I'm going to be like, woohoo! Because these two, we got two all-SEC studs. I mean, which you're going to be fighting and probably winning the starting job. And can't wait to see him in the rotation.
404-726-0929. Want to take a few of your phone calls. Want to know what's your excitement level. Is it 10? Is it 9? Is it 8? If it's anywhere below 5, don't call. Because I don't understand what you watched.
I don't want to hear it.
Or what you're saying.
I don't want to hear about it.
I mean, seriously, if it's under five, like if you were to call today and be like, yeah, it's a five. A five?
Yeah. You know what?
Nobody expected us to do what we did last night.
And it's funny. I told Carl earlier today, before he went in with Andy Randy, I was talking with Terry Fontenot, our general manager. I said, hey, man, I know I've been killing these last few years. I said, I'm really excited. Great job. I mean, it's a ballsy move, man. And can't wait to see these guys in action. And then Terry knows. He knows the criticism that comes with that kind of position. And,
Hey, Terry.
But, I mean, that's aggressiveness. And, again, now give us some credit because we did say, you know, if there's a chance to do some stuff or you're using equity from next year, go for it because you might not have a job if you don't get in the playoffs.
But I don't care about next year. I mean, I hate to be that guy, but, like, that's how I live. I'm sorry. I mean, most of you, I mean, if you were to tell me, hey, we're going to have three first-round picks in 2029, I don't care. All I care about is next year, and that is why I want to put the best football team on the field come September when I'm at Mercedes-Benz, and it's time to introduce your Atlanta. Let's go. That's all I care about.
Here's the thing. Right now, there's guys like, man, okay, let me go to NFL.com. Walker jersey. So we find out, you know, what digits he's going to be rocking and all that, because this is and again, we said this for years. It's not to draft a dog for drafting dog's sake. No, it's the perfect fit. And this was a guy that, as we said, can't wait to see how we're going to use him. That was the only question was, is he like the Swiss Army knife? How do you get the most out of him? Hey, that's a good problem to have.
All right. Want to jump on the phones. I want to take Allison here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Going to let you hear the moment last night and also that precious phone call that the Falcons had to deliver to both of these guys. I think is priceless. But Allison, thank you for listening. As always, you're on Dukes and Bell. Talk to us.
My excitement level last night and right now, it's at infinity, or it's at least at 50,000, okay? I'm at least at 50,000. Because, first of all, we drafted somebody from Athens. And mind you, I'm a Georgia Tech girl. So, you know, I know good when I see it. And Jalen Walker, not only is he good, he's great, okay?
Yeah.
You know, the dude just gets after it. James Pierce Jr., I didn't see him play a lot, but he's tall. He's big, you know, like you said, and you know, get brother down there to the Busy Bee, fill him up on some fried chicken, and let's get, you know, put some weight on him. But right now, I'm very excited. We got two great defenders, the Boo Hoo and potential, plus Braylon Trice is coming back from an injury. Hopefully, Zach Harrison gets used in the rotation. We got Rook. I mean, just having guys on the Kentavious Street, just having rotational guys on that defensive line is going to be awesome. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm hyped about it, okay? You know, I got into the first game until they let me down. But until then, I'm hyped.
Yeah, and you know what, Allison? Here's the thing. I mean, for the first time in a long time, it's third down.
And we might actually get somebody off the field.
This place will be electric because that is going to be Jalen Walker time. It's going to be James Pierce Jr. time. All of a sudden, it's going to be Leonard Floyd time. Like that. Now we got to – let's get off the field, man. Allison, I don't know about letting us down. I'm hoping that's not the case. Thank you so much for the phone call. It's Dukes and Bell. Brian, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, how are you feeling? What's your enthusiasm level?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm at about a 10. I'm ecstatic about this. One way I like to look at it, for all the naysayers who said we gave up too much, last year Terry was well known. He was trying to trade back up to get Latu in the first round, which would have cost us our first this year plus more.
Right.
Which would you rather have, Penix and Latu, or Penix, James Pierce Jr., and Jalen Walker?
This combo.
Right.
This combo.
Right.
Yeah, I totally agree, Brian. Look, and there's always a price when you make a move. Again, we make the trade. We get picks 26, or should I say last night, and we get a third-rounder this year. We gave up, obviously, our first to the Rams, and then they get a second, a seventh. I mean, look, this is the price of doing business.
Right.
But if you believe, like, hey, this is our dude, we're going to go get him and he's going to help us, it should not matter. Like, the cost of doing business, when you go into a store and you pay for merchandise, you don't think about it. You want it. You need it. You get it. That's how you have to look at this, Mike. I know we're talking about commodities, but these are people.
Hey.
But the fact is, that it's the same thing, man. And it's...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Exchange. I want that. Give it to me.
Thought I bought the car after Christmas. I didn't need it. I just did it. But in this case, we needed it, and we did it. And we've got a guy, as we said, once you get your head around what this guy is going to be, and again, the immaturity thing, I mean, I think of like Leonard Floyd as like a mentor type for this guy. You know, there's a guy that's been in the wars. He's a consummate professional.
Hope so.
He's won a Super Bowl. You know, you got Ra. And that's another thing, man. I know we've talked about it. When things aren't going well and we're getting a lot of coach speak from Ra, sometimes you roll your eyes. Players love this guy. He is well-respected around the league, and I think Coach Ra will have a tremendous impact on the development of James Pierce.
Let's hope so. I mean, I agree with you. I think going to the right place, this is why we always talk about going to the right place.
Right.
You can go to a team, and if that coach doesn't get you or the staff doesn't get you, sometimes it doesn't work out regardless of your talent. Randy, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's your enthusiasm level, Randy?
I'm at a 50.
I say that again.
Got out of tearing, man. You know.
Say that again. Hold on. What's your enthusiasm level? Hold on. What's the enthusiasm level?
I'm at a 10, man.
Oh, good. All good. Right. Okay, all right. Man. All right.
Go yeah. for it, brother.
All right, baby.
Go for it.
Hey, scrap those picks here. And what's up with D-Legs? And we gave up 2 months and we should have got Mike Green. Ha, ha.
Yeah, listen, this is the thing, man. Everybody, I shouldn't say everybody. There are a lot of people, Mike, who feel like this character thing that we've been talking about
right.
applied in some instances in the past, didn't apply here. You're overlooking certain things. Look, I don't think that we gave up too much. I understand the premise, but at the end of the day, I'm saying it again. I think if you have the conviction to say, this is my guy, like last year, Michael Penix, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks, we're going to go get him. That's how they felt about Pierce, Mike. What can you say?
They